Environment Virginia released a report yesterday that cites global warming for the frequency and strength of recent storms, like Hurricane Sandy and last summer's derecho. Field organizer Sarah Bucci says it's largely the result of carbon dioxide emissions from autos and coal-fired power plants.
It's critically important that we address pollution to protect our safety.
She favors tighter government regulations.
Global warming pollution is fueling these increases in extreme weather events. We need to cut down on the carbon pollution that's fueling global warming.
But others disagree, like Patrick Michaels at the Cato Institute.
Sorry, they didn't do their homework.
He was a professor of environmental sciences for 30 years at UVA. Michaels cites a UN study showing much of the increase in severe storm damage is the result of a growing population building more homes in harm's way. As for reducing emissions, he's not for more government mandates.
If people would just get out of the way, I guarantee you that as over the course of the 21st century, the United States is going to become increasingly clean with respect to carbon dioxide.
Michael says the impact of U.S. emissions on global warming is already minimal. Evan Jones, WFIR News.